when we got it, the brass or the gilded brass were very kind of greenish brown. They yeah. were not yellow at all. And it's always a challenge because an object like that needs to be harmonious. Not only harmonious with the surrounding of the collection, so it has to fit with whatever you've got in the gallery, but it has to be harmonious to itself.
Yes.
So you've got a yellow marquetry.
Yes.
It should be yellow, but yes. it turned brown over the years. So you have a yellow brass marquetry, and then you should have yellow gilded bronze
yes.
to go with it.
Yes.
So the conservation is not only about preserving the material or preserving the aesthetic or preserving the history. There are so many things we could talk about preserving. But you also try to preserve the aesthetical integrity of the object. And the integrity of the object is to have that kind of harmonious balance between the yellow brass and the yellow bronze. When one of the two is gone,
yeah.
then you end up with maybe a marquetry that is too bright and a bronze that is too dull, or the other way around. So it's really about trying to create a very happy balance between the two.
Yes.
And of course, making sure that match what you've got in the gallery. Okay. Not necessarily matching, but feeling comfortable in it.
Yes. So we're looking at it now. Are you happy with that balance that you have achieved?
Yes.
Because we have new lighting as well, and that affects how the visitor experiences this object.
It would definitely affect if the light is too cold or too harsh, or you've got a spotlight flashing into one corner and not the other. So finding this kind of really soft light that one would expect in an historical house is a great challenge for the lighting technician here, and it's really what you need to try to achieve.